88.5 FM KCSN and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. K210 EO Santa Paula. K210 CH Ventura. K206 AA Laguna Beach. K208 AM Newport Beach. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
This is all. a little bit of Radiohead going back to the King of Limbs. That's a great way to start the show, Jason Friday. King of Limbs.
Limbs.
Anyway, the song was Separator. And that kicks off Friday on a Friday. I'm Julie Slater.
And I'm Jason Friday.
Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour, and we play some jams. We kick out the jams, I think.
We gotta kick out the jams, yeah.
We spent the weekend, a quick weekend in New York last weekend, and we only really got a true slice of pizza one time.
Isn't that sad?
We had to go to a place called Patsy's because one of my friends has kids and we needed a kid environment. And that's like Italian pizza. That's not a New York slice.
That's right. It's nothing like it.
At least we got one delicious slice. We got a delicious bagel.
Yeah.
We did not get Mamoun's falafel, though.
We did.
We did miss out on some stuff.
Yeah.
We didn't go to Panatu, my favorite Indian. Next time, my pretties. Next time, we need to go to New York again before the year is up. That was too quick.
Yeah, it really was. Every time we go back there, it's just, it's a beautiful time. The weather was so amazing. It was freezing. I loved it.
Yeah, it was nice and crisp, but not too cold to walk around. Like, we walked through Central Park. We went to the Met. I feel superior in an artistic way.
Absolutely.
Okay, we have a local music spotlight. And this is a brand spanking new song. So, Jason, you play in a band called The Active Set.
Yep.
With Matthew Stolarz.
Uh-huh.
Who also is behind the project Tasks.
Tasks.
So, Matthew sent us this new song. Let me grab the name of it. It is called You've Got a Lot Going On. But who better to tell us what the song is about but Matthew Stolarz himself? And I thought adding a little echo to his voice would make it even cooler, because it's like we're hearing inside his brain.
Yeah, picture that. Picture listening from within.
Hi, this is Tasks. You know that feeling you get when you're at home, or you're at work, or you're not at work, or you're driving, or you're walking, or you're sitting, or you're about to fall asleep, and you just feel like, I need more. I want that. Ugh, I need to do that. Ugh. Well, that's what this song is about.
In spite of what you've heard in the world. This is a Cuban party, man.
Yeah, brother,
I dig it.
Solid. Right on.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality.
Sister,
talk to me,
sister,
so you can see.
See what we did there? What's Going On came out of You've Got a Lot Going On. Tasks into Marvin Gaye.
Classics.
I think it's called Radio Magic, Jace.
It sure is.
It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
I'm Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
This is Friday on a Friday. We do this every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour on this great radio station. This great land of public radio, member-supported
Ooh.
Music.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I happened upon this album, and I want to play a track from it. Have you heard of the band called The Sorcerers?
Ooh.
So they're made up of legends of the Leeds jazz and world music scene. They take in influences from Ethiopian jazz, European horror film scores from the 60s and 70s, and British library music.
That is wild.
The new album, so the album's not out just yet. It's called I Too Am a Stranger. I instantly fell in love with this song. Let me see if I can pronounce it. Yasuke Rupangi. So Yasuke, I think, is one of the first foreign, what did I say before? Are you going to answer that? You got calls coming in the middle of our show?
Yeah.
Do people know you're on the radio?
They don't.
Oh, samurai. One of the first foreign samurais. Yasuke. And then Roppongi is a place in Tokyo.
Right.
No idea. This is just a great kind of jazz. I'm really getting into sort of like indie jazz.
I like it.
So let's listen to new music from The Sorcerers. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound. We'll be right back.
Maybe we should just host a jazz show.
Yeah.
That's Beastie Boys. Son of Neckbone. I used to know a neckbeard. That's off the instrumental Beastie Boys album, The In Sound From Way Out, which came out of that fantastic tune from a band that I just discovered myself called The Sorcerers. I'm going to have to do an album dive into that when that comes out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, get a little jazz influence to these great listeners. They deserve it.
I love it.
It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
So Julie Slater here.
Jason Friday.
We just announced a big doings. We're going to be broadcasting live from South by Southwest, which we do every year. This year, we're sending Nick Harcourt and Jet. They're going to broadcast live.
Party.
We just announced all the bands that are going to be playing our Radio Day stage. Akira Galaxy.
Okay.
Have you heard of this other band?
Coach Party.
Girl and Girl.
Oh, He Dead.
VG.
And Low Moon, which we do know.
Yeah, Low Moon played our Summer Benefit Concert
they
series.
They were amazing.
So it's going to be super fun. We're going to bring all those live performances to you on the air. That's Thursday, March 14th, South by Southwest in the house.
Tis a party.
Ho, ho. Ho. Once again, everyone gets to go to South by Southwest, and I'm in the studio running the board.
Ooh,
it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so every Friday I like to tease my next 88.5 album dive. Next week we're going to dig into this English vocalist, multi-instrumentalist and songwriter, Marika Hackman. And I love that she doesn't like to be labeled. So some people like to call, she plays guitar sometimes by herself. Some people like to label her as folk. And she says, no, no, no. If anything, she's darker medieval folk. I think that's what my music is like. But I write darker medieval folk. I'm going to take that on. So the album is called Big Sigh. We're going to play a track off that coming up next as we get back to the music.
Faster.
Hey, this is Jet from the SoCal Sound Morning Show with some record releases coming out this week. Faye Webster's releasing Underdressed at the Symphony. Yard Act is going to put out Where's My Utopia. Liam Gallagher and John Squire are going to release their self-titled debut album. Kaiser Chief's Easy 8th album is coming out. And Fontaine's DC, Massive Attack, and Young Fathers will release Ceasefire to raise money for Doctors Without Borders. For more music news and information you can use, listen to Mornings with Nick Harcourt and Jet every weekday, 6 to 10 a.m., only on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Support comes from the Skirball Cultural Center, presenting Hello Gorgeous, a Barbra Streisand film series during four Sundays in March. All month long, view a collection of classic films from the celebrated EGOT winner and recent memoir author, including Yentl, The Prince of Tides, What's Up, Doc?, and A Mirror Has Two Faces. A Barbra Streisand film series at the Skirball. Visit skirball.org.
I've
The SoCal Sound has tickets to see Mavis Staples' All-Star Birthday Concert featuring the Black Pumas, Chris Stapleton, Hozier, Nora Jones, and more at YouTube Theater on April 18th. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation, current members can find contest rules and be eligible to win a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase necessary. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Mavis Staples' All-Star Birthday, YouTube Theater, April 18th.
Nothing is more important than family. The best way to cherish them is to take care of your health so you can enjoy more of life's precious moments. Life's Essential 8 is the American Heart Association's checklist for lifelong good health. Quitting tobacco, managing your blood pressure, and getting adequate sleep are a few ways to improve your heart and brain health and prevent heart attack and stroke. More information about Life's Essential 8 is at heart.org/lifes8.
We're in love with this new song on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Occupy your mind, don't stay home. Talk to all your friends, but don't look at your phone. Scream into a bed, try to turn your brain off. Make a herbal tea, don't throw up. Remember how to breathe, maybe try and and I feel so stupid. Now we're doing it all the time. We only had the night. We only had the
walking in the park just the other day.
Nothing wrong with a Friday zapping, am I right? Am I right, Friday?
Zap me? Oh, are you kidding me? Come on, get out of here.
Jason Friday joins me. I'm Julie Slater, your midday host. It's Friday on a Friday.
It's party time.
Weekend almost here. Do a little dance.
Da, 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 da.
Okay, before Zeppelin, we played Marika Hackman and the song No Caffeine. And that's from the album, which is called Big Sigh. She's of Finnish descent.
That's right.
What else did we see? She used to be a model?
As a teenager, she was a Burberry model.
Yeah, that's wild. So we're gonna do an album dive into that album all next week, just after noon.
Sweet.
Okay, we were in New York, and my friend was – I mentioned this once already, but so Pearl Jam announced a bunch of tour dates.
Yeah.
And my friend Sue was like, hey, I'm going to fly in to LA. Let's buy some tickets, man. And we're just at a restaurant.
Yeah, we're sitting at a diner. We're about to order our food.
And she's like, so should I get 4 tickets, everybody? We're like, yeah, okay, sure. And we look up 4 tickets, and they weren't even good seats. 4 tickets to Pearl Jam were $2,600. And Sue says to us, should we do it? I don't know. I go, are you insane? I'm not paying like $800 a ticket to go to Pearl Jam. That's crazy.
Right. Meanwhile, wasn't like Eddie the one that was
he fought Ticketmaster
totally nuts
these,
about
by the way, these yeah. tickets are available on Ticketmaster. hopefully, we'll still end up going to Pearl Jam. We'll make it work somehow.
That's
but
right.
The shows at the Kia Forum are May 21st and 22nd. A Deep Sea Diver has got an opening slot. We're going to play some Deep Sea Diver, but we have a brand new song. Pearl Jam have a new album coming out called Dark Matter. We just started playing this song. And then I want to throw on one of my favorite, like, unusual Pearl Jam songs. So let's start with Dark Matter. It's brand new music, Jace.
Woo!
Pearl Jam, 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
We love you, Eddie, even though you charge a lot for tickets.
True.
They don't eat, don't sleep, they don't feed, they don't see. Bear the gums when they moan and squeak, lick the dirt off a larger one's feet. They don't push, don't crowd, congregate until they're much too loud. Hope to procreate till they are dead, drink the blood of this occult.
My favorite Pearl Jam songs.
It's off of the Verses. Rats.
Kind of slinky. Kind of goes with some of the jazz vibe we had today.
I like slink.
Before this song, Rats, I played brand new Pearl Jam, Dark Matter.
Ooh.
We played it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, excuse me.
Taking over the control.
Excuse.
Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
I thought we would also play some Deep Sea Diver. They're opening up for Pearl Jam. What a... Could you imagine being tapped, as they call it, being tapped to open for Pearl Jam? What a dream come true.
I guess that's all right.
They're playing the Kia Forum in May. Let's listen. This is a song I used to play when I had a show here on the weekends called Out on a Limb. It's You Go Running, Deep Sea Diver on 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
We'll be right back. I don't want you to give it all up and leave your own life collecting dust. And I don't want you to feel sorry for me. You never gave us a chance to be. And I don't need you.
Hoobastank. It's Running Away. We just had a really funny 90s chat with our friend Sue about Incubus and Hoobastank.
Yeah.
And like when they came out as a band, like it's kind of a funny name, Hoobastank. And they were kind of like a mini Incubus. I mean, I guess they're still around. I'm talking like they're not around anymore.
Yeah. They probably just play like, you know, Central States because people love that stuff.
It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Are we going to get hate letters here? Is there any hate mail?
Probably.
Does anyone love us? Please send us some love mail. We'd like some love mail. Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
Friday and Friday. We're about to wrap up the show. We're going to end on kind of through a friend, like an emotional story.
Yeah.
So this is leap year. So yesterday was February 29th, which doesn't happen every year. That happens to be the wedding anniversary of our friends Drew and Heather.
Drew and Heather.
So they only celebrate their anniversary every 4 years, which is pretty funny.
That's amazing.
But so they live in Sanibel Island, which is this little island off the coast of Florida. And it was hit by that terrible hurricane.
Very bad.
And they had to abandon their home. Some of their family didn't leave and had to be airlifted out. And it was super, yeah. I think for everyone involved, they are now back in Sanibel.
Right.
But everyone involved sort of pushed out their feelings about what was happening to them. It was a very traumatic surviving a hurricane. Oh, I mean, going back to Hurricane Katrina and those stories.
Yeah, awful.
Just some really tough stuff. So I think they were just pushing through, doing what they had to do, getting their homes back together. But as we wrap up the show, we're going to play a song that they finally were in their car and this Fleetwood Mac song came on and it just hit them and they just like started crying and really emotional. We just want to say happy anniversary. Leap year anniversary. We're going to end the show with some Fleetwood Mac. Have a great weekend,
yes.
Everybody. Take some time for yourself.
Please.
This was a crazy week for some reason. I guess because we flew back, you know, flying to New York and flying right back. It's kind of exhausting.
It is.
So I hope you guys have a great weekend. And until next time, my pretties.
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 It is 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
She broke down and let me in. Made me see where I've been. Means to win.